You're starting with the area in the 28401 zip code, which is downtown Wilmington. Can you explain why you decided to start there?
Surprisingly to many people, about a third of the residents of downtown actually live at or below the poverty line, which is very extreme poverty. On the other hand, some of the richest people in Wilmington live downtown too. So we're looking at a community that has the poorest of the poor and the richest of the rich, but all of those people will age, and they're all going to require some degree of services as they get older or frailer. And I want to be sure that aging in place applies to everybody.
How would it work?
Well, the premise is when people are at the point of needing services, they're not very well equipped to find them or access them. There are lots of services available, and there are lots of financial resources, actually, to help pay for them. So after assessing individual seniors and their current needs, we will look at all those aspects of their lives, their medical needs, their mental health needs, their social service needs. But beyond that, their needs in terms of transportation. If an individual has to give up driving, how in the world do they get to the grocery store? A thing as simple as that is enough to drive a person out of their own home into a facility, and we'd like to overcome that. And even looking at the house itself, how can it be modified with ramps, with lighting, with all sorts of things that make life from minute to minute safer and more comfortable, but also in terms of, can the structure be modified in a way that someone who needs a low-cost place to live in exchange for helping a senior, room for another senior, so that people can live together and get the support that they need under one roof. So we will look at every aspect of life and aging and try to match up the services that already exist and the resources available to help pay for them and create a comprehensive plan tailored to the needs of the individual senior.
With all the spending cuts coming down the line, is aging in place more economically feasible than, say, moving to a nursing home?
Services that are delivered in a person's home are by definition cheaper than services in a facility. So while institutional care will run into the 70s or 80s of thousands of dollars, comparable services in the home usually are about half of that. So that's still a lot of money. But from the macro level, from the government's point of view, where the effort is to cut back and cut back, it makes perfect sense to direct resources to community-based and home-based services because they simply don't cost as much. And because we know that, by and large, they keep people healthier, the ultimate burden on the economy is that much lower. Not to mention, it has such positive effects for the city as well, in terms of keeping the older members of the community anchored in their community, to keep them from impoverishing themselves in order to qualify for Medicaid and therefore a nursing home, but rather keeping them in their homes, utilizing their little nest egg perhaps slowly and continuing to be consumers of neighborhood services. Those things help support the larger community. So it really is a win-win-win situation for everybody involved.